afternoon and welcome. I'm Ellen O'Brien. I'm in studio with Fran Sales. She's going to take you through the week's top headlines for the Storage Media Group. But before that, I'll talk with Dave Raffo, just like I do each week. Hi, Dave.
Hello, Ellen.
Dave, I was one of the many Storage Media Group team members at the Dell Storage Forum 2012 in Boston this week. We're dedicating the entire podcast to Dell News. A lot of stuff came out of that show. There's some terrific coverage on the sites. I want to talk to you about the Equalogic announcements. This is about the integrated storage blades. What do IT pros need to know?
Well, I wasn't at the show, but I feel like I was after reading all of our stories. But the Dell Blade, the Equalogic Blade, is an enclosed Equalogic iSCSI fan, enclosed on a blade, obviously, with the server and networking all built in. So it's all one converged product, which is the word you hear a lot these days about storage and all data center technology. So Dell is doing that with their Equalogic blades, with the Equalogic fan, trying to make it more of an enterprise play because you can pack in more compute power and networking in a smaller footprint.
So is an integrated storage blade going to be right for just about everybody, or does it depend on you, on what else you have running?
Kind of depends on what your data center looks like, the space you have. It's seen as something for larger companies, where Equalogic traditionally has not been a real big enterprise play. So so Dell is hoping to, push this to a different market than their normal Equalogic product.
Okay, for the drill-down details on that, you can read our Dell coverage on searchstorage.com. Before I let you go, Dave, I want to talk to you about Project, and help me, am I pronouncing this right? Hermes? I mean, how European should I go? How do you pronounce the new HERMES project that Dell is doing?
I don't know. It depends whether it's French or Greek, but, it's a server-side PCIe cache, kind of like a cross between EMC's Project Lightning and Project Thunder, which is their VF cache, is the Project Lightning, and the Project Thunder has yet to be named, but Dell is kind of doing it kind of like what EMC does with the VF cache, server-based PCIe cache, but it is shareable among different servers, and they haven't taken the wraps fully off yet. It's still a future product. It will not be GA before next year. But, it gives it a good indication of, that they're going down the line of flash as almost all the other storage vendors are. So it does look like they are doing something a little different than the other guys. We don't know exactly what yet, but it certainly bears watching over the next couple of months.
Okay, and I know the reporters were on the scene gathering lots of reaction to the announcements. I said I was going to let you go, but I lied. I'm really curious. I read somewhere, I think it was a Sonia Lally story, said that the reaction to the Blade Array announcement, not so great. People not that convinced of the performance power. What's at the heart of that, Dave?
Well, it probably takes some getting used to. I think the normal, the traditional Equalogic customers probably are not the main market for that Blade, but Dell, usually if a vendor invests in this type of technology, you can usually be sure that they're at least getting requests for it beforehand, so they'll probably find some people. But, they do have some selling to do on it, and like with all their storage stuff, Dell likes to, the Dell storage people refer to themselves as the biggest startup in storage because most of their storage products and technology are fairly new. I mean, Dell's been gathering their own storage IP for the last couple of years after reselling EMC. So it's definitely in transition. They may have some hits and they may have some misses with their new stuff.
Okay, we'll be keeping an eye on it with you. And Dave, we missed you at the show in Boston, but I know you're traveling next week. Where are you headed?
I am headed to Chicago for Storage Decisions.
Okay, there'll be a special podcast next week with you and Fran, who will both be there. And I look forward to hearing all about it.
All right, I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, Dave. Fran, I'm going to toss it off to you to wrap up the rest of this week's Dell News.
Thanks, guys. All right, I've got more news from the Dell show this week. First, Dell kicked off the storage forum with Monday's Partner Day, where channel chief and keynoter Greg Davis urged partners to invest in more training, stressing that training is key to growth and revenue. Changes to its partner program include standardized pricing methodology, a mobile app for deal registration, and more. Read the full story over at searchstoragechannel.com. And in more news, Dell is looking to move its SMB backup products to the enterprise. That's what Dell Marketing and Strategy Head Mike Davis laid out Tuesday at the forum. Its backup products now include the Dedupe appliance launched in January and the AppAssure software from the February acquisition, which are mainly in the SMB market, but, Davis said, the next product we do will be more enterprise-oriented. Stay on top of that at searchdatabackup.com. And that's all we've got for Dell Storage Forum this week. And for more storage news, make sure to check out searchstorage.com.